the price of crude oil is back up again, reaching its highest level in 21 years. The trigger for the latest increase is concern that Russia's largest oil company may stop production. Yukos produces 1.7 million barrels of oil a day. That's about 2% of the world's output. And the company is facing bankruptcy due to billions of dollars the Russian government says that it owes in back taxes. And now Yukos executives have been told not to sell any assets. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is covering this story in Moscow. And Lawrence, is it really possible that Yukos could stop production?
Well, that was the assumption by the company yesterday. It received an order from the Justice Ministry telling it not to sell any assets. It interpreted this order to mean that it could not sell oil anymore. If you can't sell oil, you can't pump oil because they don't have enough storage facilities to last for more than 2 or 3 days of production. But there's been somewhat of a clarification, it appears, this morning by the Justice Ministry hinting that it did not mean that the company could not produce and sell oil, that it meant the company could not sell assets. Of course, this company is on the selling block. The government wants to sell the company off to pay what it says are back taxes.
So they're backing off this a little bit, but if Yukos did stop production, what kind of impact would that have on the world oil market?
Well, theoretically, it could have a large impact. Of course, as you said, Yukos produces 2% of the world's oil. It produces as much as a single country like Libya produces 20% of Russia's oil output. And particularly at a time of high demand and when oil companies around the world are producing at top capacity, it could have a large impact. But when you speak to oil experts here, when you speak to oil analysts, energy analysts, what they will tell you is that it's extremely unlikely that Yukos would stop production for any long length of time, that if there was an interruption in production, it would be related to the fact that the government is selling this company off, and it would be a few days or a week at most. They simply produce too much oil, and it's too important to the Russian economy for the government to allow any long-term interruption in production.
Now, as the Russian government tries to sell off this company, as you say, who gains? Who benefits?
Companies close to the Kremlin. Yukos, of course, was perceived by the Kremlin as an enemy, as a company which was run by the country's richest man, Mikhail Kharkovsky, who's now on trial on tax evasion charges. And the main core of Yukos, 60% of Yukos, again, as I emphasize, is on the selling block. Companies close to the Kremlin. There are two state-run companies who are in the running for this block of shares, and also an independent company with close ties to the Kremlin. Foreign companies could also theoretically bid for Yukos, but oil analysts here say that they would not touch it with a 10-foot pole because it would open them to litigation around the world that they were participating in asset stripping and expropriation of Yukos property.
Any broader effect on efforts to invest in Russia, stabilize it with Western money?
Well, the Russian stock market's been taking a beating. It was down 6% yesterday. Yukos shares down 20%. I think it depends on who you speak to. Oil companies continue to invest here heavily, and many long-term investors say that they expect that this will be an isolated case because this was a case of Mikhail Kharkovsky and his oil company, an enemy of the Kremlin, trying to carve out a political niche for himself against the Kremlin. And that once this subsides, that there won't be that much effect in investment. But it's had a short-term effect and a chilling effect on immediate investment in Russia and made people think twice, obviously.
Thanks. That's NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow.